Yeah.
I don't mind a reasonable amount of trouble. You aren't exactly the sort of person you pretend to be, are you?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Schoolgirl manner, stammering and blushing and all that.
I told you this afternoon that I've been bad. Worse than you could know.
That's what I mean. You told me this afternoon in the same words, same tone. It's a speech you've practiced.
Very well, then, Mr. Spade. I'm not at all the sort of person I pretend to be. I'm 80 years old, incredibly wicked, and an iron molder by trade. But if it's a pose, it's one I've grown into. So you won't expect me to drop it entirely, will you?
Oh, it's all right. Only it wouldn't be all right if you actually were that innocent. We'd never get anywhere.
I won't be innocent.
I saw Joel Cairo tonight.
You know him?
I saw him tonight.
It's chilly. I'll put another log on the fire. Cigarette?
You're good. You're very good.
What did he say?
About what?
About me.
Nothing.
Well, what did he say?
He offered me $5,000 for the Black Bird. Now, you're not going to go around making up the fire and straightening the room again, are you?
Oh, I won't. What did you say?
$5,000 is a lot of money.
Well, surely you're not really considering it. Mr. Spade, you promised to help me. I trusted you. You can't...
Don't let's try to figure out how much you've trusted me. I promised to help you, sure, but you didn't say anything about any Black Bird.
But you won't. You can't treat me like that.
$5,000 is a lot of money.
It is far more than I could ever offer you, if I must bid for your loyalty.
That's good, coming from you. What have you given me besides money? Have you given me any of the truth? Any help in helping you? If I'm peddling my loyalty, why shouldn't I let it go to the highest bidder?
I've given you all the money I have. Without your help, I'm utterly lost. What else is there? Can I buy you with my body?
I'll think it over. Christ, there's no sense in this. I don't care what kind of tricks you're up to, but I gotta have something to show me that you know what you're doing.
Can't you trust me just a little longer?
How much is a little? And what are you waiting for?
I must talk to Joel Cairo.
You can see him tonight. We can get him on the phone at the Belvedere.
He can't come here. I can't let him know where I am. I'm afraid.
My place.
Do you think he'd go there?
He'd go.
All right. Shall we go now?
That's him.
There's a boy out there watching the house, Mr. Spade. What am I to understand from that? I came here in good faith with no thought of tricks or traps.
You were asked in good faith, but I ought to have guessed he'd have showed up. Where is he?
Outside, in the shop doorway.
What's the matter?
Oh.
A kid has been trying to tail me around town all evening. Cairo thought I put him there. Oh, come in. There's no use standing here talking to all the neighbors.
This boy... Did he follow you to my apartment?
No, I shook him off before that. And I suppose he came back here to try to pick me up again.
I am delighted to see you again, Miss O'Shaughnessy.
I was sure you would be, Joe. Sam told me about your offer for the Falcon. How soon can you have the money ready?
It is ready.
In cash?
I can be quite prepared to give you this money at, say, 10:30 in the morning. Would that suit you?
But I haven't got the Falcon.
Then why...
I'll have it in a week at the most, though.
Where is it?
Where Floyd hid it.
And do you know where that is?
I think I do.
Then why must we wait a week?
Well, perhaps not a whole week. Whom are you buying it for, Joe?
I told Mr. Spade. For its owner.
Oh, you went back to him.
Naturally, I did.
I should have liked to have seen that.
Exactly what happened to Floyd?
G.
I see. Is he here?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
It might make a world of difference to, let us say, to Mr. Spade.
Or me. Or you.
Exactly. And shall we say more certainly, the boy outside.
Yes, unless he's the one you had in Constantinople.
The one you couldn't make.
Oh!
Stop that, Cairo. And drop the gun.
I got it.
This is the second time you put your hands on me.
Yeah, and when you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Who is it?
How should I know? Keep quiet. I'll go see what it's all about.
Hello, Sam. We thought you wouldn't have gone to bed yet.
I want to talk to you, Spade.
Well, go ahead and talk.
We don't have to do it standing here, do we?
You can't come in.
It would pay you to play along with a Spade. You got away with plenty, but you can't keep it up forever.
Stop me when you can.
That's what I'll do. There's talk going around that you and Archer's wife were cheating on him.
That sounds like something you thought up yourself.
The talk is. That's why he was put on the spot.
You oughtn't to try to pin more than one murder on me at a time. Your first idea that I knocked Thursby off because he killed Miles falls apart if you blame me for killing Miles, too.
You haven't heard me say that you killed anybody. You're the one that keeps bringing that up.
I hope you got something better to do besides pop in here early every morning and ask me damn fool questions.
And get damn lying answers.
Take it easy.
If you say there's nothing between you and Archer's wife, you're a liar. And I'm telling you so.
Is that the hot tip that brought you here at this ungodly hour of the night?
That was one of them.
And the others?
Leatherson.
No chance.
All right, Spade. We'll be in to see you now and then. Maybe you're right in bucking us. Think it over. I guess we're going in.
I guess you are.
Please, help!
All right, Clary, drop the gun. What are you up to?
Oh, she scratched my face. Look at it.
Did you do that?
I had to. I was all alone in here with him when he attacked me. Oh, I couldn't make myself shoot him.
You dirty, filthy liar. She's lying awfully. I came here in good faith and was attacked by both of them. And when you came, he went out to talk to you, leaving her here with this pistol. And then she said they were going to kill me after you left. And I called for help so you wouldn't leave me here to be murdered. And then she struck me with a pistol.
Now let's get this straight. What are you doing here?
He sent for me. He called me on the telephone and asked me to come here.
What did he want you for?
He said he wanted to... They wanted to see me. I don't know what about.
Well, what happened then?
They attacked me. She struck me first, and then he choked me and took the pistol out of my pocket. I don't know what they would have done if you hadn't arrived.
Why don't you make him tell the truth?
Hey, none of that now.
He's impulsive.
Yep. What do you want us to think the truth is?
Not what he said. Not anything he said.
Spade.
Don't look at me. I was out in the kitchen mixing an omelet when it happened.
Well, Tom, I don't think we'd go wrong pulling them all in.
Don't be in a hurry. Everything can be explained.
I'll bet.
Miss O'Shaughnessy, may I present Lieutenant Dundee and Detective Sergeant Polehouse. Miss O'Shaughnessy is an operative in my employ.
That's not true.
I hired her recently. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. This is Mr. Joel Cairo, a friend, an acquaintance, at any rate, of Thursby's. Oh. He came to me this afternoon and tried to hire me to find something Thursby was supposed to have on him when he was bumped off. It looked funny the way he put it to me, so I wouldn't touch it. Anyway, after talking it over with Miss O'Shaughnessy, I thought maybe we might get something out of him about Miles and Thursby's killing, so I asked him to come up here. Maybe we put the questions to him a little rough, but he wasn't hurt any.
Well, what are you going to say to that?
I don't know what I should say.
Try telling the facts.
The facts?
Quit stalling. All you got to do is swear a complaint that they took a poke at you.
Go ahead, Cairo. Tell him you'll do it, then we'll swear to one against you, and he'll have the lot of it.
That's enough. Get your hats.
Well, boys and girls, we put it over nicely.
Get your hats.
Don't you know when you're being kidded?
Huh?
I dare you to take us in, Dundee. We'll laugh at you in every newspaper in San Francisco. When the bell rang, I said, it's those damn bulls again. They're getting to be a nuisance. Let's play a joke on them. When you hear them going, one of you start to scream, and we'll see how far we can string it along.
Cut it out, Sam.
Where did the cut on his head and mouth come from?
Ask him. Maybe he cut himself shaving.
I fell. We were pretending to struggle for the pistol.
Horse feathers. You can't get away with that. You belch for help, and you got to take it.
No, sir. It was a joke.
I'll take you along for packing a gun anyway.
Don't be a sap, Dundee. It's part of the plant. It's one of mine.
Too bad it's only a 32, or you could find it was the one that Thursby and Miles were shot with.
You bastard!
Why, you...
Just try. Just try.
No, Sam, for God's sake.
Get him out of here, quick. I've had enough of this.
Now, take it easy, Sam.
Is that all, Lieutenant?
I'm going too, if Mr. Spade will be kind enough to give me my coat.
So, it was all in fun. But you're afraid to be left here with us.
No, not at all. But it's quite late, and I'm going.
I hope to God you know what you're doing, Sam.
You're absolutely the wildest person I've ever met. Do you always carry on so high-handed?
I let him hit me, didn't I?
Oh, yes, but a police official...
It wasn't that. It was that in losing his head and slugging me, overplayed his hand. Well, you've had your talk with Cairo. Now you can talk to me. Well, I'm listening.
Oh, just look at the time.
Oh, no, it's been a busy evening.
I must go. This is terrible.
Not until you've told me about it. Besides, there's the kid outside. Let's talk.
You're the most insistent person.
What's this bird, this falcon that everyone seems so steamed up about?
Oh, I'm so tired of it. And I do hate having to talk about it. Wouldn't it be just as well to wait and let you learn about it?
I don't know. My way of learning is to heave a monkey wrench into the machinery. It's all right with me if you're sure none of the flying pieces will hit you.
I'm afraid of you. And that's the truth.
That's not the truth.
It is. I know two men I'm afraid of, and I've seen both of them tonight.
I can understand you being afraid of Cairo. He's out of your reach.
And you aren't?
Not in that way.
It's a black figure, as you know. Smooth and shiny. The bird. A hawk or a falcon, about a foot high.
What makes it so important?
I don't know. They'd never tell me. They promised me 500 pounds if I helped them.
Help them how?
Help them to get it from the man who had it. A Russian named Kamadov.
This was in Constantinople?
In Marmora.
Go ahead. What happened then?
Well, that's all. We found that Cairo meant to desert us, taking the falcon with him. So we did exactly that to him first. But then I wasn't any better off than I had been before. Because Floyd hadn't any intention of paying me. He said we would go on to New York, where he would sell it and give me my share. But I could see he wasn't telling me the truth. And that's why I came to you to help me to learn where the falcon was.
And suppose you'd got it. What then?
Then I'd have been in a position to talk terms.
What makes it worth all the money? What's it made of?
Porcelain or black stone, I don't know. I've only seen it once for a few minutes. Floyd showed it to me when we first got a hold of it.
You are a liar.
I am a liar. I've always been a liar.
Don't brag about it. It's childish. Was there any truth at all in that yarn?
Some.
How much?
Not very much.
Well, we've got all night. I'll put some more brandy and some more coffee and we'll try again.
Oh, I'm so tired. So tired of it all. Of myself. Of lying and thinking up lies. And of not knowing what is a lie and what truth. I wish I... Kiss me.
Is Mr. Joel Cairo in room 635?
No, sir. He's not in the hotel.
Any idea what time he left?
He didn't return last night, sir.
I see.
Sorry, I can't help you any further.
That's all right. I just spotted somebody who can.
You're welcome.
Where is he? What? Where is he? The ferry.
What do you think you're doing, Jack?
Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. You've been tailing me all over town.
Shove off.
You'll have to talk to me before you're through, Sonny. Some of you will. And you can tell, gee, I said so.
You keep asking for it, you're going to get it. I told you to shove off. Now, shove off.
People lose teeth talking like that. Now, you just be a good boy and run along to G and tell him what I said.
I won't forget you, Spade.
Ah.
Yes, Mr. Cairo. There was a man looking for you.
Good morning, Cairo. What happened to you? Your suit looks like you slept in it.
Good morning, Mr. Spade.
Let's go someplace we can talk.
You will please excuse me, Mr. Spade. Our conversations in private have not been such that I am anxious to continue them. Pardon me speaking bluntly, but it is the truth.
You mean last night? What else in hell could I do? I thought you'd see that. If you pick a fight with Miss O'Shaughnessy or let her pick one with you, I gotta throw in with her. I don't know where that damn bird is. You don't either. She does. How in the hell are we gonna get it if I don't play along with her?
You have always, I must say, a smooth explanation ready.
What do you want me to do, Cairo? Learn to stutter? Let's go over there. We can talk quiet. Huh. Now, tell me what happened. Did Dundee take you down to the hall?
Yes.
How long did they work on you?
Until a little while ago, and very much against my will. I shall certainly take the matter up with the Consulate General of Greece and with an attorney.
Go ahead and see what it gets you. What did you let police shake out of you?
Not a single word, Mr. Spade. I adhere to the course you indicated earlier in your rooms, though I certainly wished you had devised a more reasonable story. I felt decidedly ridiculous repeating it.
Sure, but its goofiness is what makes it good. You sure you didn't give them anything?
You may rely upon it, Mr. Spade. I did not.
You'll be hearing from Dundee again. Stay dummied up on him and you'll be all right. And don't worry about the story's goofiness. A sensible one would have had us all in the cooler.
You may be right. And now, Mr. Spade...
I know. You'll be wanting sleep if you've been standing up under a police storm all night. See you later, Cairo. Sweetheart?
No, not yet. No, I'll have him call you as soon as he gets in, Iva. That's the third time she's called this morning. She sounds frantic.
Uh-huh.
Your Miss O'Shaughnessy is in there.
What else?
A man called G called up.
What did he say?
He said when he comes in, will you please tell him that G, who got his message, phoned and will phone again.
Thank you, darling.
Somebody has been in my apartment. It's all upside down.
Anything taken?
I don't think so. I don't know. I was afraid to stay. You must have let that boy follow you.
No, Angel.
But he was watching your place when we were there.
There's no reason to think he's working alone. But we've got to find a new home for you.
I won't go back there.
I've thought of a way. Wait here a minute. Happy.
Uh-huh?
How's your woman's intuition today?
What?
What do you think of Miss O'Shaughnessy?
Oh, I'm for her. I think no matter what kind of trouble she's gotten into, she's all right.
Are you strong enough for her to give her a lift?
How?
Could you put her up for a few days?
What, you mean at home?
Yeah. Her joint's been broken into. It'd be better for her if she wasn't alone. It would help me a lot if you could take her in.
Well, is she really in danger, Sam?
I think she is.
Oh, that would scare Ma into a green hemorrhage. I'll have to tell her she's a surprise witness or something you're keeping undercover.
You're a darling. I'd better take her out there now.
Okay.
No. You oughtn't to be seen leaving together. You take a taxi home and I'll send her out another in a little while, making sure she isn't followed. Don't worry. I'll look after the office after you've both gone. Hello? Yeah, this is Spade. I've been waiting to hear from you. Mr. Gutman. No, the sooner the better. 12C, right.
Sam.
Iva, honey, hello.
Oh, Sam, forgive me. Forgive me.
Sure I forgive you. What for?
I sent those policemen around last night. I was sitting in the car waiting outside your apartment when you went in with that woman. I was mad. crazy with jealousy. And I phoned them that if they'd go there, they'd learn something about Miles's murder.
Did you tell them who you were?
Oh, no, no. But I told them you were having an affair with Miles's wife.
That was a dumb trick, but it's done now. You better run along home.
I'm sorry. I know you won't forgive me.
There's just one thing.
Yes, Sam.
Where were you the night Miles was shot?
Home.
No, I know you weren't.
Effie Perrine told you that. I saw her looking at my clothes and snooping around.
Where were you?
I was following Miles.
Jesus.
He told me he had a date with a girl. If I wanted to get a divorce, now was my chance. I followed him to the St. Mark's and saw he was shadowing a man and a girl. The one you were with last night. I realized he was just kidding. I went round to your apartment, but you weren't there.
What time was that?
Around 10:30.
And then?
I couldn't go home. I didn't want to be there when Miles got back. I went to a movie. There's a place in Powell Street that's open till 1. Then I went and had a meal, and then I went home. But Miles wasn't there. It's stupid, but I was mad he wasn't home first. So I took the car out of the garage again and went back to your place.
By which time I was looking at Miles' body. Jesus, what a swell lot of merry-go-round driving. Then what?
Then I went home again. I was just undressing when Effie arrived. Oh, do you believe me?
Sure I do. Now run along. I've got an appointment.
Oh, Sam.
Beat it. Nice to see you again, Sonny.
Thank you, Wilma. You can leave us now. Mr. Spade.
How do you do, Mr. Gutman?
Sit down. Let me get you a drink. Whiskey?
Thanks.
We begin well, sir. I distrust a man that says when. If he's got to be careful not to drink too much, it's because he's not to be trusted when he does. Well, sir, here's to plain drinking and clear understanding. You're a close-mouthed man?
Not at all. I like to talk.
Better and better. I distrust a close-mouthed man. He generally picks the wrong time to talk and says the wrong things. Talking something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. We'll get along, sir, that we will. Cigar, sir?
Thank you.
Now, sir, we'll talk if you like. And I'll let you know right out that I'm a man who likes talking to a man that likes to talk.
Swell. Will we talk about the blackbird?
Will we? We will. You're the man for me, sir. A man cut along my own lines. No beating about the bush, but straight to the point. I like that way of doing business. Let us talk about the blackbird. But first, sir, answer me a question, please. You're here as Miss O'Shaughnessy's representative?
It depends.
It depends on what?
If I knew what it depends on, I could say yes or no.
Maybe it depends on Joel Cairo.
Maybe.
You could say, then, that the question is which of them you'll represent.
You could put it that way.
It will be one or the other.
I didn't say that.
Who else is there?
There's me.
That's wonderful, sir, wonderful. I do like a man that tells you right out he's looking out for himself. I don't trust a man that says he's not.
Let's talk about the blackbird.
Let's. Mr. Spade, have you any conception of how much money can be made out of that blackbird?
No.
Well, sir, if I told you, by God, if I told you half, you'd call me a liar.
No, not even if I thought it. But if you won't take the risk, just tell me what it is and I'll figure out the profit.
You mean you don't know what it is?
Oh, hell, I know what it's supposed to look like. I know the value you people put on it. I don't know what it is.
She didn't tell you?
Uh-uh, no.
A lovely girl, sir. She must know. And Cairo didn't either?
Cairo is cagey. He's willing to buy it, but he won't risk telling me anything I don't know already.
How much is he willing to buy it for?
$10,000.
Not even pounds. That's the Greek for you. And what did you say to that?
I said if I turned it over to him, I'd expect the 10,000.
Nicely put, sir. Oh, they must know. Do they know what the bird is, sir? What's your impression?
There's not much to go by. Cairo didn't say he did, and he didn't say he didn't. She said she didn't, but I took it for granted she was lying.
That was not an injudicious thing to do. Maybe they don't. Well, if they don't, I'm the only one in the whole sweet wide world who does.
I'm glad I came to the right place.
By God, sir, your glass is empty. sir, this kind of medicine will never hurt you.
Here's to plain speaking and clear understanding.
Well, sir, it's surprising, but it may be a fact that nobody in this whole sweet wide world knows what it is, saving and accepting your humble servant, Caspar Gottman, Esquire.
Swell. And when you've told me, there'll only be two of us.
Mathematically correct, sir, but I don't know for certain that I'm going to tell you.
Don't be a damned fool. You know what it is, I know where it is. That's why we're here.
Well, sir, where is it? You see? I must tell you what I know, but you will not tell me what you know. That is hardly equitable, sir. No, I do not think we can do business along these lines.
You think again, and you think fast. I told that punk of yours you'd have to talk to me before you got through. I'll tell you now that you'll do your talking today, or you are through. What are you wasting my time for, you and your lousy secret? Maybe you could have got along without me if you'd have kept clear of me. You can't now, not in San Francisco. You'll come in or you'll get out, and you'll do it today. And another thing I don't want, you keep that gunsel away from me while you're making up your mind. He makes me nervous. I'll kill him the first time he gets in my way. I won't give him an even break. I won't give him a chance. I'll kill him.
Well, sir, I must say you have a most violent temper.
Temper? You think it over, and think like hell. You've got till 5:30 to do it in. Then you're either in or out for keeps. 5:30. Then the curtain.
Sam, what happened?
What happened where?
Miss O'Shaughnessy, why didn't she come?
She didn't get there?
I waited and waited and she didn't come. I couldn't get you on the phone, so I came back here. Well, did you send her out in a taxi?
Of course I did.
Are you sure she... Someone must have followed her.
Nobody followed her. What do you think I am, a goddamn schoolboy? I'm going out to talk to the taxi drivers. I'll find her if I have to dig up sewers. Stay here till I'm back or you hear from me.
Yeah, sure, I remember.
I told you to take her to a 9th Avenue number. Where did you take her?
I took her to the ferry building.
But I told you
to
take
her... Keep your hair on. When we got to Polk, she rapped on the glass and said she wanted to get a newspaper. So I stopped on the corner and whistled for a newsboy.
Which paper did she get?
The Call. Then we went to Sacramento, and just after we crossed the Van Ness, she knocked on the glass again and said to take her to the ferry building.
Anybody waiting for her there?
I didn't see them if there was.
Did she take the newspaper with her?
She tore a sheet out.
Do you have the rest?
Yeah, I kept it. It's here.
Thanks. Get yourself a smoke.
Thanks, Mr. Spade.
Oh, what's missing? 35 and 36. That's births, marriages...
Come on, Spade. Gutman wants you.
Well, well. I didn't expect to hear from you till 5:25.
You keep on writing me and you're gonna be picking iron out of your navel.
The cheaper the crook, the gaudier the pattern. Well, let's go.
Keep straight on along the corridor, Spade. You know the way.
You have to keep on poking that thing in my back. Hey, how long you been off the Gooseberry Lake, kid?
Now look here, you die. Oh, you bastard.
I'll take the gun. And the other one. Come on. This will put you in solid with your boss, kid.
Well, well, what's this?
You shouldn't let him run around with these. He'll get himself hurt.
Well, Gatsa, you're a chap worth knowing. An amazing character. Come in. Come in. Sit down. Give me a hat. You may leave us, Wilma. A drink, sir.
Thanks.
Now, sir, I hope you'll let me apologize.
Never mind that. Let's talk about the Blackbird.
Oh, very well, sir. Let's hear.
Thanks.
What do you know, sir, about the Order of the Hospital of St. John of Jerusalem, later called the Knights of Rhodes and other things?
Not much. Only what I remember from history in school. Crusaders or something.
Very good. Now, you remember that Suleiman the Magnificent chased them out of Rhodes in 1523?
No.
Well, sir, he did, and they settled in Crete. And they stayed there for 7 years until 1530, when they persuaded the Emperor Charles V to give them Malta, Gozo, and Tripoli.
Yeah?
Yes, sir, but with this condition. They were to pay the Emperor each year the tribute of one falcon in acknowledgement that Malta was still under Spain, and if they ever left it, it was to revert to Spain. Understand?
Yeah.
Have you any conception of the extreme, the immeasurable wealth of the order at that time?
If I remember, they were pretty well fixed.
Pretty well, sir, is putting it mildly. They were rolling in wealth, sir. You've no idea. None of them.